Hello, hello, hello! The first time I filmed this, I have a time limit on our phone and it came out and was very annoying. So sorry about that. Also, I have 1.4K listens on my stories altogether and made me very happy. Well, and I'm very excited about what I'm reading today because it's depressed, Daiku. Like, just overall Deku Angus, and I love Deku Angus. I don't usually like Deku when he's a cinnamon roll, but I love Deku Angus. We love Deku Angus. And the story is called Disconnected. It's a Bakudeku story, and it's by Not In Use Dead Account. That's delightful. Warning, self-harm, abuse, Angus, feels, flut, smut, and mothers. It could be mothers and others, but I have no idea. Deku's life has been turned upside down ever since his dad left. His mom gets drunk every night and lashes out on Deku. He's a loner in school, and his crush, Kachan, hates him. Will he find happiness? Read to find out. All the characters are 18 plus, last year's school. A hatred for life. Oh, I love that. This is delightful. Warning, self-harm, violence, like Angus, abuse. So, warning on that. If that triggers you, please not continue, because I don't want you to be triggered. And please don't purposely trigger yourself. Done that. Don't do that. Right. Deku, I was walking back to school ready for what was coming. Mrs. Bakugo came outside and said hi. I waved back and forced a smile. I walked inside to see my mother asleep on the couch with a bottle of vodka in her hand. I slowly and quietly walked up the stairs to my room, but I forgot one of the steps creaked when he stepped on it. My mom woke up and looked toward the stairs and saw me. Trying to avoid me, are you? No, Mom, I just didn't want to wake you up. Well, it didn't work, bitch. Get your worthless ass down here. I walked down the stairs and kept my head down. When I finally got to her, she punched me in the stomach and kept it at it for a good 30 minutes. When she finally got tired, she told me to go up to her room that she didn't want to see my face. So I went up to my room and went to my bathroom and got my razor blade. I closed my eyes and cut myself. Useless, worthless, dummy. No one will ever love you. You'll never be here. Kachan hates you. Your mother hates you. You'll never be a hero. I think I already said that, sorry. When I got done, I washed my guts and wrapped them in medical bandages. Grabbed my hoodie and put it on, and I heard my mother go from downstairs. Hey, little shit. The Bakugos are coming out over for dinner tomorrow. You better behave yourself or make sure you'll see stars. I thought it said stairs. I'm very sorry. I threw myself on my bed and thought about all the times I could have put up a fight and not gone beat an inch from death. But I didn't do it because whether I'd admit it or not, I wanted to die. I wanted to not have to struggle with any of this. I'm going to read the next chapter, too, because that was not very long. It's called Pain and Realization. Warnings. Mentions of self-harm and violence. Angus abuse feeling. Oh, feelings suck. I woke up to the TV sound in the living room. I got up and went downstairs to see my mom actually sober for once and watching TV. Good morning, Mom. Oh, my God, Azuka, what happened? You freeze everywhere. You don't remember what happened? Of course I do, idiot. I was fucking with you. Now get dressed and cover your arms and legs. Don't let them see what I did. I walked to my room, threw a hoodie and some sweatpants. Thank God it's the weekend. I can actually get out of this house. Just then I heard the doorbell ring. I walked downstairs, so my mom was greeting me. I walked to Kachan and greeted him. Hi, Kachan. Sup, nerd? What happened to your eye? My mom looked at me, waiting for a response. Oh, I had an accident while training. Of course you did, idiot. We all sat down on the table and started to eat. I hadn't eaten in days, and I was so hungry. I was stuffing myself with food we had made, but I was pacing myself enough so I wouldn't be suspicious. I choked a bit on some mashed potatoes and coughed a lot. Hey, Suki, you okay? Yeah, I just need a second. I'm so sorry, Mike. Yeah, are you good? Yeah. Wheeze. I don't know how to do wheeze. May I be excused to the bathroom? Room. So that's my sibling, I'm sorry. Yeah, sure. Kachan, go check on him. Yeah, okay, whatever. Bako's POV. I saw Deku in the hallway walking to the bathroom. I walked up to him and grabbed his arm. He winced in pain. I looked at him with a confused expression and let go of realization. Deku, show me your wrist. What? I said, show me your fucking wrist now. It's fine. Like I said, I had an accident while I was before he could finish his sentence, I grabbed his arm and rolled up his sleeve. Why the hell have you bandages on your arms? I got an accident, like I said. I grabbed his other arm and rolled up the sleeve. You have an injury in both of your wrists. Yes. Deku, not a dumbass. Take up the day goddamn bench. There wasn't actually a goddamn, but I think it was needed. When he broke down, then he broke down into a sobbing mess. Please don't do this, Kachan. Please don't do this, Kachan. Kachan, sorry. Do what? You're not gonna hurt me. Why the living hell would I hurt you? Because you hate me. I don't hate you. Then I get to trust you?
I can't with stuttering. I'm so sorry.
I stutter a lot. I have nowhere to talk, but it cracks me up when I see the stories. Yes, you can. He unrolled the bandages and tears filled my eyes. Deku, why the fuck would you do this to yourself? Nothing to live for. Why the fuck are you talking about? You have so many friends. You're always so damn happy at school. You really think so I actually feel? I pulled him to a hug and wiped his tears. Deku, let's go to your room. Why? You have to show me what that damned woman did to you. How did you... Why the fuck else would you do this? I always hear yelling and thumping coming from her house. I assume it was just training or something, but I don't know the truth. Okay, I went to his room and he took off my hoodie. I took my shirt and pants. That's enough. Keep pants on, please. And he was covered in bruises. My eyes widened with concern and disbelief. Deku, why didn't you say anything to me? I was scared. Put your clothes back on. I'll be right back. Good idea. Okay, I'm gonna read more. I like the story so far. This chapter's called Relief and Comfort, and the picture at the top is like Deku in a hero uniform, like crying. Deku is like his like hero uniform crying. Warning: mentions of self-harm, violence, abuse, anger, and feelings. You suck. I'm gonna say it every time, and it's not funny, and I know I'm not funny, but you know what? It's fine. I'm tired. I walked back to the table and sat down. That bitch hurt my Deku. That bitch hurt my Deku. Open my mouth. Where's Zuko? Oh, I'm surprised you care. Baku Gokatsuki, what is your problem? Oh, I don't know. Maybe the fact that Deku's been abused for, I don't know, maybe years. And it, you know what it makes it even better? Fucking cuss myself. I slammed the table and stood up. Oh, and you act like nothing ever fucking happened. You just act like he's in suffering. Well, guess what? You bitch, you told me everything. You showed me everything. You hurt my Deku. I have no clue what you're talking about. You have no clue? Okay, all right, Deku. Come here. Deku walked in trembling. Yes, Deku? Yes, Kachan? Show my mother your wrists. I rolled up his sleeves and showed his wrists to my mom, leaving her speeches. How? Inko, is this true? Then the witch started to laugh like a maniac. Oh my god. Yeah, it's true. Booker cuts himself because he's depressed. How stupid is that? Can the parents just stay the fuck downstairs? Sorry. Okay, listen, you hag. You know what's gonna happen? You're going to legally give my mom custody of Deku, and you'll never talk to Deku again. And if you return, even though you deserve shit, we won't. Return your psycho ass to please, okay? Whatever. Less shit for me to worry about. She's crazy. This is all crazy, Inko. You're a monster. Deku, me and you are going to your room, getting your stuff, and you're coming to our house. Okay, Kachan. Can't be losers for nothing, no reason. We walked up to his room and we closed the door. He threw himself into my arms, sobbing and thanking me. Then he looked up. He looked up at me, tears in his eyes, and sniffed. I leant down and kissed his forehead. But what was that? A kiss dummy. No. What was that for? Am I not allowed to love you? He buried his head in my chest. I love you too. I'm gonna read more. I really like the story. A plus to this author. Eek! Negative 3,000 for my parents walking around the house giving me heart attacks. Tired. I'm gonna go lay down. Comforting arms. We finished getting my things and went on our way out the door. Kachan grabbed my wrist, grabbed my hand and looked at me, and I smiled and intertwined our fingers together. Oh, did I? Can I say the name of the chapter? It's Comforting Arms. And the picture is like Bako and then Deku like asleep on him. So I thought I'd tell you. Yes. We walked to his house. His parents had already driven there, but we wanted to talk. Kachan? There was no sitting here, sorry. Yeah, I heard you yelling at him. What do you mean you said my Deku? He blushed when he realized that I heard the conversation they had. I'm sorry if you don't want to answer. You didn't have to. I was just curious. No, it's okay. I just didn't realize I let that slip. Well, I've liked you for a while. I just tried to deny it, and I think you hated me, so I would never hate you. I've liked you for a while, too. I honestly thought you hated me. I could never deck you. He pulled me closer and looked into my eyes. You have to promise me something, Kachan. What is it? What is it, Kachan? Never, ever hurt yourself again. Okay. Promise. I mean, okay, but no offense. But promising ain't gonna do no shit. Sorry. For the cursing warning, I guess. I'm tired and sleep deprived and like 60%. We got to the door of his house and opened it to Mrs. Baku crying as she rushed over and hugged me. Zook, I'm so sorry. I should have known. It's okay. It's my fault for being a failure. Dang. Dang, Shuddy. Her eyes widened, so did Kachan's. You're not a failure. You're an amazing young man. You are strong and kind, and you treat my Katsuki so well. Now you have the option to share a room with Katsuki or sleep in the guest room. I'd like to share a room with Kachan if that's okay with him. And then Kachan walked over and put his hand on my shoulder. Of course it's okay. I looked at him and smiled. Kachan, can you help Azuka get his stuff into your room? Yeah, sure. We walked over to Kachan's room and he told me there is two drawers that I can have. I put my stuff in the drawers. I turned around to Kachan's on his bed in his PJs. Wait, no, you don't PJs, do you? No, you should sleep in my underwear. Here, he handed me one of his shirts. I went to the bathroom and put it on. It was huge. I reached past my knees. I came out and he looked at me and chuckled. Why are you laughing? It's cute. My face looked like it had been painted red. Come here. Come on. Come here, broccoli head. He pats the space next to him on the bed. I walked over and laid down next to him. He wrapped his arms around me. His arms were so comforting. He put a blanket over us and we cuddled for a while, talking about random stuff before I fell asleep in his warm embrace. I think that's all I'm going to read for today. There still are a lot of chapters, but I'm tired, so we aren't going to read no more. I don't want to go through the mildness of trouble of posting this. I probably should add sponsorships to my videos so I can make money, but I don't want to bother you guys. Bye! Have a good day, night, or evening. Bye.